ABC News.
Sonia Feng with the top stories. A lawyer for Donald Trump says the former president won't be put in handcuffs when he surrenders to authorities in New York next week. Donald Trump is expected to face criminal charges in a Manhattan court on Tuesday local time. In the first criminal case against a former president, the 76-year-old has been indicted on charges involving alleged payments made to porn star Stormy Daniels during his 2016 campaign. From today, rules are changing to try and make it easier for temporary visa holders experiencing domestic violence to apply for a permanent visa. Some temporary visa holders experiencing domestic violence can seek support from the Immigration Department, particularly where they are abused by a sponsor. The changes aim to add more flexibility to the rules, reducing the need for multiple statutory declarations and allowing more healthcare workers and crisis support workers to provide evidence. And voting booths in the Victorian federal electorate of Aston have opened to decide former Coalition Minister Alan Tudge's replacement. The Liberal Party's candidate is Roisina Campbell, a City of Melbourne councillor and barrister, while Labor's is Mary Doyle, who ran against Alan Tudge last year and slashed his margin to just 2.8%. Early voting is down 20% on last year's federal election. ABC News.